Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What happened?
I don't know.
Order something you didn't get?
Nah, my daughter shipped a bag home from college and the bag's gone. All her clothes are in it.
Oh,
yeah. And UPS customer service blows chunks. Yeah. So you're online, you filled the same form a million times. Start a new claim. I did start a new claim. Then it won't allow me to start the claim again. Then it says you've never filed a claim. I mean, and on and on and on. And it's just not, it's crazy. You know, and then there's a woman named Eleanor. And I tried to do it privately and quietly through direct, DM. Mm. But now it's just like, it's like a runaround.
Mm.
It's like a dog chasing its tail. It's just obnoxious.
Well, you're a good father trying to handle that.
Oh, I mean, she says, I started a claim, Daddy. I go, yeah, it's not here. It doesn't say you did. And now I'm seeing what the problem is. You try to start a claim, it won't allow you to start a claim. Yeah, UPS customer service blows. Anyway, that's the story with that. What else you got, Evan?
Aaron Hicks just signed with the Orioles. Congratulations.
Aaron Hicks, yes, that means the Orioles are going backwards. That means the New York Yankees have no worries about the Baltimore Orioles this year.
Or it means Aaron Hicks is going to come back and haunt you.
Oh, come
Depends
on.
Depends how
stop
you want to view it.
That's crazy talk.
You never know, man.
Aaron Hicks.
You never know. Former Yankees, though, have been bouncing around. Luke Voigt got DFA'd a few days ago. Gary Sanchez released by the Mets, claimed by the Padres. But, yeah, the Orioles signed Aaron Hicks because Cedric Mullins is going on the IL. So he's not only going there, but he's probably going to get a chance to play.
So he's playing for Baltimore and the Yankees are paying him?
Yeah.
Essentially,
for a couple of years, too.
Yeah, imagine paying a guy to beat you.
Yeah.
Or to try to beat
it
him.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It would definitely not be the
first
time.
I mean, think about it. When the Tampa Bay Rays beat them, it's sort of the same thing. Because the Rays collect the money from the revenue sharing that the Yankees pay into, and then the Rays barely spend it and beat the Yankees' ass. So it's not something completely unfamiliar.
If you wonder why Hal doesn't like spending money, Evan just told you.
There you go. I'll tell you this, though. If you happen to be one of those Tampa fans, here come the Yankees. 10 games over .500.
Yeah, but here come the Orioles. Aaron Hicks is coming to town.
And here come the reinforcements.
10 games over. Here we go.
Somerset Patriots.
The problem with the reinforcements for the Yankees is that assuming that Bader misses time is it's like whack-a-mole. You may get Giancarlo back.
Right.
But now Harrison Bader may go on the injured list. So you really just want everybody to be healthy. And I know that's tough to do. Because there's always going to be injuries. But that's the one frustrating thing from last night is the Yankees are playing good baseball. They win those last two games against San Diego. They overcome the embarrassment of that Little League home run. They win 2 out of 3. They win despite Gerrit Cole struggling. They win last night. But now you deal with a key injury. Because Bader going down is a key injury. Obviously, Judge is number one. We put him on the pedestal. They can't lose him. But Anthony Rizzo and Harrison Bader are probably soon after Judge. And right now, Rizzo's out for a second straight day. We'll see how long he misses. And it looks like Bader may go on the IL.
Which is crazy to me because he just came back. Right?
Well, the knock on
Bader.
Come on,
what are we doing with these hamstrings?
The problem with Bader is that when they traded for him, he was already hurt. So his track record is, can he stay on the field? When he's been on the field as a New York Yankee, he's been great. He's been wonderful. It makes you think that that trade was worth it. Jordan Montgomery for Harrison Bader,
right,
which everybody hated, including Big Mac. Like, even Brian Cashman's secretary turned on Cashman for that trade.
Yeah, enough of that talk.
But the problem
like
the is, no one did.
No
the
one
problem
did.
Is, Bader's got to play. And when he plays, you see how valuable he is, and you see, hey, this deal may have been worth it, but he's got to stay on the field.
Got to stay, and that's the problem. Can't stay on the field. These hamstrings, I got to be honest, always bother the hell out of me.
Why?
Because I always feel,
it happens,
I know this is not right, like it's the athlete's fault. I do.
Why is it Harrison Bader's fault? Now, I know he's kind of had a resume of being sort of injury prone.
Yeah.
But why is it his fault?
I tell you, it's a good question, Evan. I have an answer for you.
Go ahead.
Because I believe that a lot of and I want to be very clear, baseball exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about football. Not talking about basketball. Not talking about hockey. All right? Now, I'm going to answer your question in a convoluted manner, but I think you'll follow the bouncing ball pretty clearly.
I will try.
All right. How many hamstring injuries do you hear of in the NBA usually?
Kevin Durant had one a couple of years ago. Bothered me. James Harden had one.
The answer is not many.
Sorry, you picked the wrong guy to bring this up to.
Is that a fair answer? Not many?
It's not as often as baseball.
Not as often as baseball.
Right.
All right, here's my issue. Guys that have hamstring issues in baseball specifically are guys that probably spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. Now, I'm not saying Harrison Bader's built like Giancarlo Stanton. Mm-hmm. He's not. Not that he's a small guy either. I think these guys fall in love with themselves. I think they love the way they look in the mirror. To be a great baseball player, right, you do not need to be, you know, the guy on the beach that everyone is jealous of. You just don't need that body type to be a great baseball player. And I'm not knocking guys staying in shape and lifting weights and working out. I respect that, especially in the offseason.
Yeah.
But when you have certain types of injuries, to me, they are always easy to track back to guys that lift too many weights.
Well, you may be right.
Whether that's leg lifting or whatever else.
You may be right that the more muscles you have, maybe the more likely it is that you pull one. But I think equating it to the NBA is flawed logic. It's a different sport.
Yeah.
In baseball, you are running, you are frequently stopping, you're turning bases. Like, it's just different. So to say, hey, how come there aren't as many injuries in the NBA when it comes to a hammy? That'd be like me saying, well, why are there so many ankle issues in the NBA but not Major League Baseball? Because it's a different sport.
Well, listen,
that's
the NBA,
why.
They also run backwards. You don't have to run backwards in baseball. Lots of differences. I get all that.
That's why that, like, I get your muscle. Yeah. Because I've thought that for years. Like, Juan Gonzalez back in the day was this muscle-bound guy, and it felt like it did more harm to him than good, that it caused them to probably pull more hamstrings or have more injuries.
I'm
and Giancarlo is a great example.
He's like, no joke, he's like Adonis.
Well, and he's been constantly hurt. Like, that's the best evidence to use against him. Why has Giancarlo Stanton, since he's gotten here, always had something? Why? That's the biggest knock on Stanton. He doesn't play. Like, when he plays, are there moments where he's inconsistent and you think he looks off on an 0-2 slider on the dirt? Sure. But for the most part, when he plays, he's good. That's why there's a value to the guys that go out and play 155 games, even if they're not necessarily as good. Like, take Lindor as an example.
Yeah.
Has Lindor been great as a New York Met? We could go back and forth about it, but the guy plays every game.
Plays every day.
Knocking on wood.
Now, you're disappointed with the output. But you can't argue whether or not the guy comes
not
to play.
Not necessarily, but it's a more convoluted debate that I'll save for the Rico. It's a convoluted debate you don't want to get into.
Thank God for that.
No, I'm saving you.
I appreciate that.
On a very special Rico.
I appreciate that you're going to save that for the Rico.
Because it's a convo. It's,
listen, I told you, I want to listen to the Rico, but I refuse to listen to it until Rico's on it.
Rico was already on it.
Oh.
Well, we had a special two-part episode with Rico.
Is that right?
Yes.
When did that happen?
During the winter.
Well,
it was
that's
fantastic.
On you not to tell me.
I told you.
No, that's on you. I'm sorry.
Can you spell Brogna? Go.
B-R-O-G-N-A.
Right.
And Baloney was my name.
Look at you.
That's right. What where is Rico Brogna these days?
I think he lives in Connecticut.
How did he make enough money to be chill the rest of his life or not?
I think he's coaching... high
so
school
he didn't.
Something?
That sucks.
I forgot. He told me and I forgot. I apologize, Rico.
Well, you're the worst.
I forgot it was
you
like 9 months ago.
You named the podcast after a guy and you don't remember what the guy's doing?
And he told me and I forgot.
Hold on. Do you think Rico Brogna made any money?
Yeah.
I'm going to find out right
now. Yeah, I think he did well.
Hang on a second.
He was a good football player, too.
How a good football player?
Yeah.
How does that come up?
Because I talked about his entire life.
Rico Brogna. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's probably working.
What?
He's probably working. First off, his career wasn't that long. He had an 8-year career. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Started with the Mets, $100,000.
He didn't start with the Mets. He started with the Tigers.
Oh, then this is wrong.
He's traded for Alan Zinter.
Relax. Okay.
What are we
relax.
Doing over here?
Well, I went to BarryCode.com.
Well, he's wrong. He didn't start Barry with the Cone's Mets.
Wrong.
They traded Alan Zinter for Rico Bronya.
I'm going to get to it. He didn't obviously make much money in Detroit either, though.
And then when David Segui got hurt, Rico got the call and never gave the job back.
Boy, it's been so long since he played that he doesn't even come up.
It's been a while.
I mean, there was a year where he made $4 million, though.
He was a highly recruited quarterback prospect. Not even kidding you. Like, could have started. I forget the school he told me. It was like a big, I think USC. I think he could have played quarterback at USC. Think about that for a second.
You think he regrets it?
I think
probably not.
I think I asked him that. And
you asked if he regretted not playing football?
Yeah, about the decision. A lot of hard-hitting questions, Craig. You should download it.
Well, how come you can't find how much money the guy made?
That's all you care about?
I mean, I want to make sure that like the guy had a 10-year career,
so
he should never have to work again.
I think he actually coaches high school football these days. Football.
So maybe he didn't make enough.
Or maybe he loves working with the kids and teaching them about the game.
Yeah, by the way, totally possible. Yeah. That is totally possible.
No doubt.
Yeah, I can't find it anywhere. I know 1 year he made $4 million. So maybe he was really smart, you know?
If you make, let's say, $30 million in your MLB career, or let's say $20 million.
You got to work.
And you save it.
Oh,
and
you save it, you're done.
You're done. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but asking a 19-year-old kid to be really smart with $2 million is like, you know, asking, you know...
What? Is asking what?
Rabbits not to hump.
Me not to score a game I go to?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's, you know, we all say if I was in that position, I would have saved all my money.
Stop.
You know, it's like, you know, Jason Tatum, who unfortunately hurt his ankle last night in the Celtics, lost game 7 at home. You know, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. He's never spent a nickel of his salary.
Good for him, man.
His mom controls all of his money.
Right.
And he only spends money off of his endorsements, which are significant as well. But he told the story, which is very... very kind of homey from a standpoint of relatable,
mm-hmm.
All right? And awesome about who this kid is, where he calls his mom
mm-hmm.
when he wants to make a big purchase because she controls the bank account.
Wow.
And I guess, look, you make a couple hundred million bucks, you're allowed to buy yourself a nice car.
Right.
So he was buying himself like a $100,000 car. Whatever it was, doesn't matter, right? And his mom called him, and she goes, did someone steal your credit card? And she goes, and he goes, no, Mom, why? She goes, well, what kind of knucklehead spends $100,000 on a car? I'm not approving it. it's a great story.
He should have said, somebody who's eligible to sign a super max contract does that.
Yeah, well, that's not the 25, but yes. Yeah, he's going to get, think about this. If he and Jaylen Brown obviously had a very tough game 7, but remember, the kid's 26 years old, and he's a rock star, right? That combined, if they get their maxes, which they're both entitled to, if they re-sign with the Celtics, you are talking about two players just under $600 million.
Yeah. What? I mean, you're going to make over $50 million a year?
What?
Yeah. Got to do it, though.
You have no choice unless you sign and trade him, but what are you getting back?
These dopey debate shows. Should they break him up? How stupid is that? I understand they were flawed. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals again.
By the way,
I want them to break it up. You want to know why?
Because you're a Nets fan.
Because I'm a fan of a team in their division.
I agree 100%.
You want them to break them up. Why?
Because you're a fan
of a team in the division.
I suggested this morning, if you want to get rid of him, I'll give you RJ back right now. For
I'm
him.
Sure.
And I got no problem giving him the extension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I get you.
It's stupid. Like, he's been to 4 Eastern Conference Finals, an NBA final, and, you know, take the bubble out of it, obviously. And every year they're going to be competitive.
If you want to make changes because of what happened to this team, they won 57 games, but something felt off all year, I'm all for changes. You start with the head coach. You start with parts of the roster. You don't start with the two guys who are the linchpins of the organization who are both young and in their prime. Like, that would be foolish. That would be basketball malpractice. Yet it's talked about as if it makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, UPS just told me we can't contact the sender. You're on your own. Good luck.
That's awesome.
UPS is the best.
Wow.
And now I've graduated from talking to Eleanor to Bernie. Yeah.
Oh, Bernie will get it done.
You think Bernie's going to get it done?
My grandfather's name was Bernie. Bernards know how to do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you feel this way. However, we are unable to contact the sender. In this case, you will need to contact the shipper due at this time. Only they can file a claim for you. My best apologies for the inconvenience this has caused you.
Wait, so who's the shipper?
She shipped it to herself.
So she's the shipper and the sender.
Yeah, and, no, the receiver. And the receiver, yeah.
She's the shipper and the receiver.
She shipped it. She wants to receive it.
So she has to contact herself now?
I guess she has to contact herself.
Say what? Hello, self. And what is she supposed to do? I feel bad for her.
It's all her clothes.
That's what I'm saying. I feel bad for her. Yeah. I think Daddy needs to buy her a whole new wardrobe. Get it done, bro.
Excuse me?
I said I think Daddy needs to buy her a whole new wardrobe.
No, Daddy's not buying anything. No. Be responsible. Take care of your business.
Well, hold on.
Got to go to Sea Caucus and look through all the unclaimed bags, then get off your ass and go to Sea Caucus and do it.
Can you imagine that?
Daddy will get you. I'll drive you there. I'll go into the warehouse with you. But you got to take some personal responsibility now. It's a good life lesson, Evan.
I understand.
Right? You got to listen, tough love sometimes. Of course, I'm talking a big game.
Yeah, you're not going to do any of that.
Yeah, probably not. probably not. But it sounds good to say. I feel like once I say it,
right.
I'm now I can go home and go, okay, honey, I'll take you to bed.
What a pain in the ass.
Ugh, it's the worst. And, you know, you can't talk to nobody. It's all going to be text messaging and whatnot.
That's the problem. It's impossible with customer service now to speak to anybody on the phone. And that's all I want to do. I don't want to text you my issue. I don't want to DM you my issue. I want to speak to you. I want to call you. I want to converse with you. But in 2023, we don't believe in conversing, Craig.
Right. I don't understand.
It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. Here's Woody in Plattsburgh. Woody, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Always a pleasure to be on the number one show in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah,
by the way, I saw some numbers today. Evan, what is a 6'9 better than a 2'1?
Last check, that is better.
It
yes.
is. I'm just checking yeah. again. It's yep. almost not even funny anymore. All right, anyway, what do you got?
I'll put that in my record. Well, listen, I was listening to the show on Friday. I just wanted to give some kudos to Big Mac. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be that good. Evan, for jumping into the tub of water,
yeah.
I take a cold shower at the gym every day. Those are brutal.
Yeah. I mean,
And finally. I'm extremely concerned about Cole.
Hold on for a second. Big Mac did a great job singing. Agreed. Evan did a great job lasting through the ice water bath. Agreed. Tommy embarrassed himself with the fake tan. Agreed. Someone turned down a guaranteed yes from a woman in a bikini. Played the drums sight unseen to the song that was being played.
That was very well done, by the way.
Did shots with anyone who wanted to do one and got home safely. But nothing for that guy?
For me, when I was listening, it sounded like, you know, that was your regular.
It's a regular day.
No, that's a Tuesday in my world. Okay, sure.
Regular you.
Let's talk about Garrett Cole and how the Yankee offense bailed him out. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's the thing. When I saw him pitch the first month, to me, I was like, this is the guy we signed. It looks like he's had, he's figured out how to pitch without the spider tack. And now, this last month, I mean, he looks like the guy that was leading the American League and giving up home runs. I'm absolutely concerned.
Are you also concerned that it seems like his struggles have coincided with the New York Yankees getting in trouble for using sticky stuff?
Oh, you're such a weasel, Evan.
I'm asking a question because since Domingo Germán got banged and Clark Schmidt got talked to, that has sort of coincided with Garrett Cole's struggle. So one would wonder, hey, did Garrett Cole kind of lube himself up through April?
Right.
And then all of a sudden he sees Germán get banged for 10 games. He sees Schmidt get in trouble. That maybe he's laid off that stuff. Well, guess what? And I think you'll appreciate this, Woody. I've done my research. I come here with an answer.
That's right.
I have went through the last 5 starts Garrett Cole has made. I wanted to check out his spin rates. I wanted to check out his velocity.
Go ahead.
I wanted to see, is something fishy going on? Now,
yeah.
I am not one to accuse anybody of wrongdoing unless I have evidence. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have evidence. I studied it.
Go ahead.
I looked at it, and I'm here to tell you that Garrett Cole is not cheating. Because his spin rates are as high as ever. His velocity is as high as ever. So his struggles and the home runs he's given up and the lack of command has nothing to do with sticky stuff. Congratulations. He is not guilty. You're welcome.
Well, it's very nice to know because I was really concerned about that.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
I think it's because he's pitching to Higgy. His numbers are typically not as good.
There you go. Woody brought up the real issue. If you check out Garrett Cole's splits amongst catchers who catch him, he is right. The numbers when Kyle Higashioka is catching him are really, really bad. What does it all mean? Does it mean anything? Because remember, a few years ago, Aaron Boone sort of treated Kyle Higashioka as his personal catcher. He always tried to keep Higgy and Garrett Cole together. Yet this year, for whatever reason, the numbers are the numbers. And I'm going to give you the numbers because we're a man of facts. Kyle Higashioka, when he catches Garrett Cole, Cole has an 8.18 ERA. When Trevino catches him, 2.01. So clearly we figured it out. Kyle Higashioka can't catch Garrett Cole. You're welcome, everybody.
There you
Sherlock has done his work.
By the way, we got some breaking New York Giants news. According to the New York Post, the New York Giants returned to the negotiating table after the NFL draft, talking about a number that was less than the original number they offered Saquon Barkley when they were negotiating during the season. The running back market tanked, as you all know by now.
Right.
And they felt like, well, why overpay for a guy that has no market to make even the money we're offering him? That's why we're at a standstill right now. Not only did the New York Giants, again, this is according to the Post, so that's where it's coming from, not up the offer. They did not keep the offer where it was when they negotiated with him during the bye week this past year. They allegedly now have made him a new offer for less money. Well, if you're Saquon Barkley, you've got self-respect and pride. At the end of the day, you got to come back and play, and they know that because you can't lose out a year of earning. So worst case scenario, you make the $10.1 or $2 million because you have to, and they know you have to.
Yeah.
But if you were at $13 million a year plus incentives, that theoretically could have gotten you to about 15 or in the neighborhood of the McCaffrey deal, which is what he apparently was seeking, and the new offer is now less than $13 million a year, how can you possibly expect him to sign that on the table?
This is the unfortunate, the business side of sports. Are the Giants really doing anything wrong?
They're playing the game of business football.
Dude, they're playing the game.
That's it.
I heard Boomer this morning, and I totally get what he's saying in terms of what Saquon has earned, and they should pay him, and they should make him happy. But then the other side of it is they don't need to. Like, Saquon Barkley is a pro. If the New York Giants say, sorry, bro, it's a franchise tag, that's it.
Right.
He's going to play, and he's going to try his ass off. Like, he's not going to hold out. He's not pulling a Le'Veon Bell, which, look what happened to his career afterwards, as we know full well.
Yeah, which he now takes ownership of and regrets doing.
Sure, so the Giants are in this position of strength, which is unfortunate, because does Saquon deserve, and that's such a weird word, does he deserve a long-term contract? Yeah, the guy was great last year. But you also look at his age, you look at his injury history, you look at the position itself, and you look at the position of power you're in, and there really is no reason to give him a long-term deal. And that sucks. Like, I totally get Saquon Barkley's frustration, but he has no leverage. What the hell's the leverage?
Right. He's got no leverage, and that's a problem because as important as he is to the New York Giants offense, and God knows, the argument can be made he's the most important player you got. He plays the wrong position and get paid the kind of money we could all agree he deserves. But the reality is also this. I like when other people tell you how you should spend your money. It's easy to just come out and say, I'll give him whatever he wants. Yeah, but you're running a business also. And while that sucks,
right,
and it's easy for us to sit here and go, hey, wait a minute. You guys are making money hand over fist. The cap's a bogus number anyway. Just make it work. You can find a way. And typically that's accurate. I buy that.
Right.
You know, the reality is that there's a business to everything. And much like Saquon Barkley doesn't want to play for a certain number, and is going to be forced to possibly, the New York Giants also, as much as they value Saquon Barkley, have X amount of dollars earmarked for the position.
Well, and also, if you give him a long-term deal, and you bring down his cap number now, and now he's got a low cap number next year, but he signed for multiple years, the benefit of that is what? As compared to basically telling Saquon, you're in another contract year, go rush for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
Go have the biggest season you can have. And, oh, by the way, we'll worry about next year. We'll figure that out next year.
Yeah.
And I've always thought this about this, as unfortunate as it is, that's the best place the Giants could be, basically telling him, go have another contract year. Just go do it. Go have another monster year and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else, Evan. You've done some bad math.
What's up?
As you know, the season starts on a Thursday. You told me that it's 101 days till the Jets open. It's 104.
Wait, so the 100-day thing was just the Thursday night game?
I mean,
to the opening of the season.
That's when the NFL season
starts.
That's
when it starts.
Oh, so I believe you owe the audience an apology.
No, you owe the audience an apology. No,
Evan's math was off.
Excuse me. What? I said the NFL season starts at 100 days. I'm accurate. The NFL season begins in 100 days.
So when I said
you said, in your swarmy little way, you know, Craig, the Jets open the neck, 101. Wrong, sir.
Because here's my problem.
And I didn't know that either. I got that wrong also.
Yeah, you didn't correct me. 100 days. Option. Like, when you say incorrect things, I'm usually fast to correct you. So when you say things that are obviously wrong, I'm like, hey, Craig, that's not right. You had a chance. But here's the way I view this. And I may be in the minority here. I raise my hand.
Yeah.
The start of the NFL season is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
No,
like,
it is not.
Like, that Thursday night is fun.
Stop it.
It's great. It's exciting. Yippity-doo-dah. I'll be locked into it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We'll all be locked into it. The start of the NFL season is when I tell my kids and my wife, I'm sorry.
Oh, Daddy's going downstairs.
Daddy's going upstairs, and he's going to work.
What do you mean upstairs? The man cave's upstairs?
Yeah, the room, as we call it. Just the room.
The room.
It's upstairs. It's on top of our garage.
By the way, can I ask you a question?
Built it, actually.
So you didn't build it.
Well, I built
it. You had
it
built.
I had it built.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I did put a picture of my homemade strike zone online.
Oh, did you?
You can see that on Twitter right now. Painting to come.
When should I expect that as my gift?
When you make mine, can you put the PVC pipe all? Because there's no bottom.
It is.
There's no bottom in the strike zone.
That's because a net goes there.
What do you mean? Big Mac, you're being kind of a jackass. This is a beautiful strike zone. There's no issue with it.
The PVC pipe needs to be on all four.
No, it doesn't.
Top, bottom sides, yes.
Nah, you're being a jerk.
No, I'm not.
Because we run a net at the bottom so that balls that go underneath the strike zone go into a handy-dandy receptacle net.
Now, no, on the wood. Where do you put the net?
If you want to make some customized changes to the one you'd like you to make for you, there will be a cost for that. Sorry.
No, this is all on you.
Yeah, now last year I did the PVC on the around the entire thing. We upgraded our design this year by going a full-on wood. We took the sheet metal out, also because it can cut little kids, so you're not going to want that for yours.
Sure.
If your kid touches the side of sheet metal, he's going to get cut.
Yeah.
But you either want the net receptacle or you want to start spending some money.
You should also put a picture of a catcher's face
with
their glove
out.
If you
want to customize.
Yeah, but that's what I would do.
What I don't like is,
if I hit the outside corner, I hear a dunk. If I hit the inside corner, dunk, top of the strike zone, dunk.
Yeah.
If I hit the bottom of the strike zone, I hear a bonk. I don't like that. I got to hear the same dunk on all
I don't think
corners.
You actually understand the strike zone, or maybe I misunderstand the strike zone. I think the strike zone is just the white part in the middle that's going to be painted.
It's
not the entire wood.
No, it's
wrong? I apologize if I'm wrong.
The PVC pipe is the strike zone, no?
Now, here's the rub on it. It's user choice. I framed out a strike zone on one side of it, so you can make that frame your strike zone.
That's how I viewed it.
No PVC piping at all. It's covered.
Yep.
If you use the other side, which has the exposed wire, which is holding the sheet with the wood up, right?
Yeah.
There's no frame strike zone other than the PVC piping.
Yeah.
But then you're playing with the exposed wire, which can't cut you. It's just chicken wire.
Yeah.
But it's your choice. Now, Evan's going to use the frame side.
I'm going to use the
frame
side.
You want to use the back side.
Yeah, I want the PVC pipe. Anything there is a strike.
Since Big Mac is a big whiny bitch, how about you just give me one and he gets nothing?
Have you ever played
the first thing
Evan,
he looks
have you ever played
at,
with football?
Hold on. The first thing he says when you're going to present this beautiful gift for me and him is he complains about it.
Yeah.
That's a guy who doesn't deserve a present.
In
fact, I'm rethinking the toilet I was going to give you for your 40th birthday.
Are
you
going to complain? I'll figure out another way to clean my butt.
The water doesn't shoot out fast enough? Like, what are we doing?
Have you ever played wiffle ball before?
Yes.
Have you?
I'm
sure?
More of a stickball guy.
All right, well, let me ask you something.
Yes.
When you play wiffle ball,
we argue.
And you face it that way,
and
the ball still hits the pipe, but not the frame.
It's a strike.
I don't feel like. So it's a strike if it hits the pipe.
If it hits any part of it, it's a
strike.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, all I hear is complaints, complaints from our dear friend who's striking
those
strikes.
No, there isn't. There's no pipe there.
You don't need a pipe
there. I want the same dunk sound.
Yeah, but if you flip the side around, it's fully framed out.
Are you listening to yourself? I need the dunk sound.
It's not. There's no pipe at the bottom of that strike zone with the wood.
It doesn't need a pipe because it's framed out with 2x4s. Why would I put a pipe there if that's the side you're supposed to use?
I'm embarrassed for you,
now,
bro.
Now, if you want to use the backside of it like you're talking about, you'd like to have a pipe at the bottom.
Yes.
But I framed out a strike zone so you don't need the pipe to be exposed.
No, but you framed out a strike zone, but you could still hit the pipe on the side. If you play...
Go make your own strike zone.
Listen, would you quiet?
I mean, listen to this guy.
No, because it's true. I'm not playing... You know how many people are going to argue?
There's nothing below on the bottom.
Correct.
What you're talking about.
Correct.
I have that framed out on
purpose. I understand what you're saying.
I don't need to have pipe exposed.
No, you do.
No, I don't. I'm just going to put a net receptacle there, and then it's
all right,
a wrap.
First of all, what's a net receptacle?
So that, let's say you throw the ball in a
I know,
sinker,
I understand that.
And it goes down. Rather than just go down through the apparatus I built,
I understand.
There's going to be like a backstop on it, so it collects the ball for you.
I get you.
That's pretty badass, by the way.
Yeah.
I get you.
I like that.
But my point is no matter which way you turn the strike zone, you are going to hit pipe with certain pitches.
That is not true.
Yeah.
Dude, I framed it out with 2x4s. You're going to hit the 2x4. You can't hit that pipe.
Oh, you can hit that pipe.
No, you can't.
You on a curveball breaking back in towards the plate, it's going to hit the pipe.
It's a strike if you hit it.
Bingo.
No, not bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo my ass.
I don't want...
Bingo.
All this guy does is complain.
He goes bingo.
You're making him a present.
I'm
giving that toilet to somebody
really,
else, Big Mac.
You know what you want to do.
You are something.
You need nothing for your birthday. Need the same piping around the entire strike zone. That's all.
Lukey, do you
it's
want
advice.
Your very own Toto toilet?
I want nothing to do with that toilet. Literally nothing to do with it.
Sorry.
You don't understand, bro.
No, I do
the
understand.
The way it cleans it?
No, I do understand. I want nothing to do with that.
You'll never be able to go to the bathroom again without it.
I will go to the bathroom without
Trust
it.
Me, Trust I me. I had to use the restroom earlier today, and I was actually about to storm into the architect's office and say, look, I love what you've done with the place. We need a Toto with that suits up the water.
I don't want your smart toilet, bidet, fan. Whatever concoction.
We
you
need it here at WFN. In fact, I'm going to write it out and send it to him.
It's disgusting and untoward.
You know how disgusting these toilets are here?
So?
There are people that would never leave the bathroom if you gave them a warm seat and a bidet.
You?
Yeah. I wouldn't have to go to the bathroom with lotion anymore. I'd spend half an hour in there.
All of a sudden, instead of disappearing at 6, it'd be like, 5:45, sorry, gotta go.
By the way, I might be taking Friday off.
Yeah, by the way, you've said that twice now.
I'm thinking about it.
It's Tuesday.
You worried about Friday already?
Yeah.
We just got back from the weekend.
I'm thinking about Friday. Well, listen, next Friday, I got to leave a little early.
Right.
Because I'm the keynote speaker at a major event in New Jersey.
That's next Friday?
June 9th.
Okay.
That's
so,
next.
So
I got to leave. Take that day off.
I got to leave. Maybe I will. I might. But I'm speaking at a big thing for the New Jersey Council on Compulsive Gambling. I'm the keynote speaker. It's honoring Arnie Wexler, who for more than 50 years has been a leading voice in gambling addiction recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been blessed with the opportunity to speak at that. So I'm going to speak at it.
That's right.
So I either can leave here at 5 next Friday or just take the day off.
I think you take that one off, and then this Friday you work, and I take off.
No.
Fireworks night at Citi Field. I got to make sure I'm there early.
Now
I'll take off Friday.
You told me that we're taking the 23rd off. That's a Friday.
That's a done deal.
So we're taking that Friday off.
That's all for us.
Yeah, so I'm of the opinion maybe we just don't work Fridays until the fall.
You know what?
Yeah.
I actually could sign off on that.
I think that's a good way to
and
go.
And that works out for these guys because I assume that means Big Mac and Loogie.
Would you guys like to do every Friday for the next 12 weeks?
Sounds good.
I mean, I got to know from Spike, he's out all week. So what is
he?
Excuse you.
He's out
that
all
was
week.
Me. I apologize.
I thought I saw him earlier today. Maybe I'm seeing
him. He was just in here looking for you two.
Looking for us about what? I'm taking all the Fridays off.
I haven't moved in 2.5 hours. Where's he looking? Was he in my office trying to find things?
He was
stealing my dartboard?
He was waiting for a break, and then he remembered how this show works, so he went for a walk. He'll come back.
How this show works.
I forget. I don't know how the show works. Anyway, so that's next Friday. Then I'm speaking at an event in Long Island the Thursday after that. So we may have to talk.
That's
about
a Thursday.
I may have to leave a little early on that day.
Now we're really changing things up.
Dude, I got to be in Huntington to give a speech at, I think, 7 o'clock.
Oh, you can't make
you
it
You can't
at
come
6.
Into work that day. No or way. All the way
work.
Out to that end of the Long Island
in
traffic?
I can come in and I just leave a little early.
Well, what, 2 to 3?
Yeah.
You do an hour with
us?
It's
not going to take me 3 hours to get to Huntington.
Yes, it is.
Then, of course, Monday, June 12th, we're live in Huntington.
That's perfect.
We're doing our show from out there. Yeah, it's Thursday the 15th. I'm giving a speech.
Thursday the 15th.
In Huntington.
15th.
Yeah.
So that's after our big Pete Alonso comedy show.
Dude, so by the way, we're very busy. June 9th, I'm speaking at the New Jersey Council.
Right.
June 12th, we have the comedy show with Pete Alonso.
Right.
Which I'm being told there's only a handful of tickets left, so that's going to sell out the next day or so.
Next
that's
2 days of the Subway Series, too, Mets
Subway
Yankees.
Series, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
I got a speech to give on Thursday.
Right, then our softball game is Saturday.
Softball game on Saturday. I mean, it's already July.
Basically.
It's already July, right?
Basically, it is.
Yeah. By the way, I told you we got the star Blacklist playing in the softball game.
I think you told us.
Pretty
that,
excited
yes.
about that.
Yes.
Not James Spader, the other one. Right. The other star.
Yes.
Yeah. Got very, and I'm waiting to hear back from Dwight Gooden.
Oh,
as a matter of fact.
Dr. K.
Yeah, Dr. K might be playing.
That would be something.
He reached out to me on Friday. He's checking his schedule. And if he's available, he'd love to play.
How about the governor? Is he playing?
You know, it's funny. I saw a story about the governor today.
That he's running for president?
Well, no, not that he's running for president. But
a lot of free sweets, governor.
A super PAC has been started.
Ooh.
If he decides to run,
right.
There's some folks that would like to see him run that are putting some money aside for that.
Right.
But no word yet from my dear friend.
Oh, okay. Did you ask him approval on the prize I won for sitting in the ice bath my night in the governor's suite? You haven't asked him yet?
Not yet. Not yet. I got to find a game that he's not there, that you are there.
Well, he doesn't go to a lot of games.
No,
he's busy.
Yes, he does.
He's living in New Hampshire these
days. No.
Iowa.
He goes to a lot of games.
How many games do you think he's been to
He'll
so
be
far?
There tonight.
Will he?
He'll be there Thursday.
Oh, wow.
He will not be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow night.
Yes, you'll be there with my son.
Well, not together.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to sit together,
it's
fine.
Where's he sitting?
I have no idea.
Didn't you get him the tickets?
Yeah.
So how do you not know where he's sitting?
Because I didn't look.
Is he sitting close to
look?
The field?
I'm not going
to
look.
Is he sitting all the way upstairs?
Hold on.
Like, where did you put your son for his 21st birthday?
All right, let me see.
I'm kind of curious.
It's a very good question.
Because I'll rip apart these seats if they're not good. You got to be better than that.
Very good question, Evan.
Son's turning 21. He's a diehard Met fan. He's already watched more Met games this year than you have in the last three years. Dude. You better hook him up.
Hold on. I sent him the link so I can't access it.
So you don't even know where the seats are?
I could call him and find out. Hang on a second. Let's just call him.
I don't know if you set him up.
This could be embarrassing because I don't know the answer.
I know.
Hang on a second.
When you say 508, I'm going to mock you. That's high up.
It's gonna, 508?
500 section. That's all the way upstairs.
If I got him 508, you know, he should find another five. Hey, you're on the radio. Are the tickets I got you any good for the game tomorrow? Evan wants to know. I'm sure they're great, but I just wondered if you're content with where you're sitting.
I am more than content. I was just happy to be in the building, but the tickets seem like they're awesome.
Yeah. What is the section number start with?
Yeah, just do that.
I want to say
exactly the exact seat number because he'll be mobbed by girls asking him to go to the prom like he was on Friday.
Yes.
What is the first number of the section you're sitting in?
Just the first number?
Yeah, just the first number.
One.
Oh, so you got him downstairs.
There you go. That's right. Dad of the year.
Is it triple digits or is it double digits?
Why, are there double digits?
Yes, because triple digits is more like
double digits.
Is that good? Is that solid?
That means yes. He's in the moat.
He's in the moat.
He's in the moat.
I'm in the moat.
He's in the moat.
I don't know what that
means.
Is.
You know what that means, Craig? I'll make it simple for you.
No idea.
I can't say hi to him.
Perfect.
I wouldn't be allowed down there.
As you should not be.
There you go.
That's right. All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, you know what's funny about it? Evan asked me if my son invited me to go to the game with him.
Did your son invite you?
No.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He did?
No, when?
He wants people to watch the game.
You weren't like, hey, Dad, by the way, and if you want to come, I'd love you to come with me.
Okay, fair.
Right? Right? So all good. Just, you know, I'm very sensitive.
Can you guess what I was doing when you called?
I don't want to say that out loud.
I was just listening to the Bob Myers press conference.
Oh, Golden State, yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, but you had to take, you think he turned his back on the organization before they were set up for the future,
Oh,
huh?
Shut up. He doesn't think that.
I mean, I just thought it was a little weird with the new CBA.
Like, oh, stop it.
The direction of the team that they want to
stop it. He won you a bunch of titles. He doesn't want to work there anymore. He's sick of it.
Yeah, remember, he didn't draft Steph Curry, though.
That's right.
No, he did not.
No, I'll tell you a funny story about Sonny. We were at an engagement party a couple weekends ago. And there's a gentleman there, I'm not going to say his name, who's a longtime high-level employee of the NBA. All right? Mm-hmm. Legitimate, been there very, very long time. So Sonny waits for the opportunity to pounce. And he pounces and he goes, let's talk about the CBA.
Look at you. I'm so proud of your son.
That's right.
He's more
right?
like my son than your son.
He sat with a half hour. The guy was very gracious to sit with him. And he walked through all the parts of the CBA Sonny doesn't like.
Yeah. As a Warrior fan, you're screwed. Deal with it. Sorry.
That's it. But yeah. Well, now his Nick Phantom comes back through.
So. Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Listen, all good. I'll see you when I get home, okay?
Sounds good.
I love you, Bob.
Good for you, bro. You hooked him up. Those are good seats.
Great. Awesome. I'm sorry that you can't go visit him. I'm also kind of happy about
I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'll look at him from afar.
You'll be like waving. What's Sonny waving?
Yeah, I'll take a picture of the back of his head and I'll send it to you.
There you go. Oh, look. UPS has gotten back to me. You need to follow up with the store that sent your package.
Here we go.
They can file a claim for you. That's your boy Bernie again.
I thought Bernie would come through. I'm disappointed.
That's your guy Bernie.
I apologize.
Yeah, Bernie did not come through.
By the way, so the two people you've dealt with are Eleanor and Bernie.
There's got to be invented names,
these are
right?
Two names from the 1940s.
Yeah, it's like a retirement home, man. They're outsourcing their retirees to UPS for customer service.
I mean, when I think of Bernie, I think of my grandfather.
As
and when
you
I
should.
Think of Eleanor, I think of
Roosevelt.
Yes!
Right.
I think of the first lady from 80 years ago.
Yeah, I love Eleanor Roosevelt.
Greatest first lady of all time?
I can't say that because I don't know a lot about her. But there's one quote attributed to her that I happen to love and I live by now.
Go ahead.
Other people's opinion of you are none of your business.
That's right.
I love that.
She is on the Rushmore of first ladies. True story. And if you check the book, I guarantee she's there. But you don't have to bore the audience with that. Just trust me.
Matter of fact, do I have the book in here? I guess I do. I'll check her now if you want.
Yep. She's definitely in there.
As you can see, I do have the Mount Rushmore book, if the camera wants to catch that, right there on SNY. I'm also looking very healthy today, naturally, unlike some people in the room.
You look like a legitimate tan.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Because I was building that thing out, the strike zone yesterday outside during our off day. Okay, Mount Rushmore First Ladies, E, F. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Evan?
Yeah, so Eleanor's a lock. Abigail Adams, I think, has to be there.
Eleanor Roosevelt is on the list.
Oh, she's Washington. Okay.
Go ahead.
Jackie Kennedy, in terms of just sheer popularity, is probably there.
She's not on the list.
But much like her husband, a little overrated.
Not on the list.
Abigail Adams.
Abigail Adams is not on the list.
Betty Ford.
Not on the list.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
On the list.
Really?
Yes.
Little MTL action.
Yes. I do not know anything about Mary Todd other than she ducked at the right time.
All right. That's
some people
not
think she was involved.
Too soon.
I don't.
No one thinks she's involved.
There were those at the time that thought maybe she went to the bathroom at a very opportune time.
Stop it.
I think that's strange.
Give this thought. Who is the young one?
There's one you're not going to agree with, but.
Was it recent?
No. Like, you have to go with it. And I'm not saying it's well-deserved.
Martha Washington.
Yes, Martha Washington.
That's just because she was first.
I agree. I would argue it, but, you know.
Now.
She's first.
For many reasons.
One left.
Some controversial.
Yeah.
Gotta be Nancy. Gotta be Nancy Reagan.
That is correct.
Gotta be Nancy.
Nancy Reagan is your fourth one.
Good for her.
I mean, there's a lot of people that will tell you now, and it's unfair because it's after the fact, but if you read the book Killing Reagan by Martin Duhigg and Bill O'Reilly, there's a number of chapters in that book in which spell out how Nancy Reagan in the second presidency, second term, ran the White House.
No, we've all heard that.
Yeah.
And same not thing only with, that. Same thing with Woodrow Wilson's wife. Edith, I think was her name.
That I don't know.
Edith Wilson. She was basically running the show.
But here's the weird thing about Nancy Reagan.
What's up?
Before she told Ronnie the tough decisions to make, you're talking about world crises
no,
now.
I remember.
You know, Cold War stuff, right?
Yeah.
She brought in an astrologer.
I know. There's another story about She's her, like, too, but I don't want to bring it up again.
Gorbachev is a Pisces, so let's just read the charts before we talk to him.
I almost feel compelled to bring it up again, even though I really don't want to bring it up again. But Nancy Reagan, just Google it. I'll just leave
You're talking about
that.
The affairs?
No, I'm talking about she was very famous.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mickey Mantle, right?
Yeah. But Mickey Mantle?
Was it not the Mickey Mantle story?
Well, I mean, it may have involved Mickey Mantle.
Was that the letter
know.
Mickey Mantle wrote about his favorite moment in Yankee Stadium?
Put it this way, she was a legend.
Legend?
Legendary.
Like Linda Lovelace.
She had...
She had a reputation.
She had a reputation.
Yeah.
By the way, I feel compelled to say something that's going to break the mood, but it's more serious, so I kind of have to say it.
Why?
Just got terrible news about Rosalynn Carter, that she's suffering from dementia. So it's horrible news, and I heard that this morning. So best to the Carter family. I'm sorry to bring everything down.
Why would you
but
do
we're
that?
Talking about first ladies. She's in the news. Like, what, am I going to ignore it? What, am I going to make believe it didn't happen? So best of luck to the Carter.
You could have ignored it.
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to. That's
our audience would have said, does Craig and Evan not know what's going on?
You made a selfish decision.
I mean,
what
it's good
you
for America.
You went from Nancy Reagan to the sad news about Rosalynn Carter's
well,
health.
I felt like it would have been improper
by the way,
to ignore it.
How does that story, by the way, become an urban legend like that? How many people had to talk about her prowess, doing that? That'd become well-known.
It's a great question, because I'm not sure when the legend began. Was it prior to the White House? Was it before that? I don't know. Like, when did that come out, is my point.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it was during the presidency. That'd be offensive to the president.
I have no idea. News traveled very differently in the 1980s, 1970s, and 1960s. Now, it's trending on Twitter. But in 1985, like, how the hell did you find out? Was it in the newspaper?
But the point is, it could just be a rumor.
It may just be a rumor.
Right.
Maybe.
Just say no.
Is there any way to really know the answer anymore?
I mean, I guess you'd have to ask. I mean, there Reagan's still alive, right? Is it Ron Jr. alive?
You think he wants to comment on that?
I mean, I think he would know about the rumor you to confirm it.
You be the guy. You be the person to say, hey, Ronnie Jr., quick question for you.
Your mom was known to be very skilled at a certain thing. What? Well, can you shed some light on that? That's not, I mean, a fair, like, question in a Joe Beningo podcast called How About That?
Yeah, you have to end it with How About That. Yes.
How about that?
Somebody asked you about your mother. There's a rumor.
Ronnie, there's a rumor that Norman Schwarzkopf was very happy as a one-star general. I'm just asking if you know anything about that.
How about that?
How about that?
It feels like any time we ever talk about first ladies, it comes back to this.
It seems like it.
It's
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Martin and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, you think Alex Rodriguez is upset with the comments of a former teammate saying that Alex Rodriguez is going to die a lonely man? Like, oh, I mean, way to hold back, buddy. Did you see that?
Well, it may be true.
Talking about, steroid use and the way he carries himself and all this stuff. Who's the guy that said it again?
I don't know if he'll die a lonely
man. Doug Minkiewicz.
Doug Minkiewicz.
Now, just so you know, Doug Minkiewicz is the same guy who, when he was playing first base for the 04 Red Sox, took the throw from Keith Foulke. He was the pitcher for the Red Sox.
Yes, sir.
So he catches the comebacker after Foulke flips it to him. Red Sox win the World Series, break the curse.
Yeah.
Dougie puts the ball in his pocket.
I remember
and then
that.
Claims it's my baseball.
It's my ball.
So Doug Minkiewicz, who I have great respect for because he reminds me of myself, great defensive first baseman.
Is that right?
That was me in high school. Yeah, okay. Doug Minkiewicz is me in high school. I don't know about his success with the ladies. Mine was a little bit different.
Sure.
But I could glove it. I couldn't hit it. But Doug Minkiewicz is the man who decided to say that about Alex, just so you know the background of who he is. Mr. This Is My Baseball.
Yeah.
Bro, you had nothing to do with the Red Sox breaking the curse.
Yeah, and didn't he have to sell it to the Red Sox or something
I forget
that?
How it ended. I just remember him claiming it.
You know, speaking of putting the ball in your back pocket, I realized, remember that video that came out yesterday about the New York, it was like state high school baseball championship that ended on the called third strike that was dropped?
Yes.
First off, I don't understand how they're all wearing the same color uniform. I don't get that at all. So everyone's like, well, where's the ball?
Right.
Where's the ball? The guys are running around the bases like a merry-go-round. Who's got the rock?
Right.
The catcher put it in his pocket. So, it's strike three, dropped. It looks like he goes to tag him. He obviously misses the tag because the home plate umpire goes safe. You miss the tag. And then everyone's like, where's the ball? Where's the ball?
Yes.
The catcher put it in his back pocket.
That's crazy.
And then he tackled the pitcher in celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I apologize because it was 107 years ago. No. 105 years ago. 115 years ago.
Yeah.
But it really reminds me of Merkel's boner. You familiar with Merkel's boner?
Merkel's boner?
That's what it's called.
I mean, who are you?
You don't know about Merkel's boner?
I don't know about Merkel, nor his boner. No.
You don't know about this?
I do not, Evan, but
so
I'm sure you're going
to tell. I'll try to tell you a very quick story.
If you don't mind.
Freddie Merkel was a baseball player.
Freddie Mercury or Freddie Merkel?
Merkle.
Uh-huh.
And the Cubs were playing the Giants, and I think it was 1908. I may have the years wrong. I may have the teams wrong. Bear with me.
Okay.
And the fans stormed the field after what they thought was a game-winning hit, but the guy never touched the plate, that guy being Fred Merkel. And so the fans storm on the field.
Yeah.
Players on the other team throw the ball away.
Sure.
And so the commissioner at the time rules, sorry, we have to restart the game from that moment. He never touched home plate. It cost the Cubs the pennant, I think, something like that. Or maybe the Giants the pennant. And it was forever called.
He was the Giant.
It cost the Giants the pennant. Thank you, baby.
Merkel's boner.
And forever it was referred to as Merkel's boner.
And is that before they used boner in the same way we use boner?
That is correct, sir.
Got it.
But we can't change the name of infamous call in baseball.
No.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, so now you get most of it right, Big Mac, or just a little bit of it?
No, you nailed all of it.
I nailed it, except
Cubs,
the team, of course.
Yeah, he was on the Giants.
He was on the Giants.
Giants, Cubs, 1908.
You're aware of this guy's boner also?
I heard the term. I forgot what it was, but I knew it was Giants, Cubs, and he did something stupid.
Got it. Is that like a thing that's handed down generationally?
Oh, yes.
Hey, kids, come talk to Pop-Up. I want to share a story with you about Merkel's boner.
That's how I learned.
Your grandfather.
My grandfather, old New York Giants fan, said, "Son, let me teach you about Merkel's boner."
Here's a young rookie whippersnapper named Fred Merkel of the New York
Can
Giants.
Can you imagine if Merkel's boner happened in 2023? We'd run this guy out of town.
Well, we'd also have videotape of it.
We would.
Yeah, it'd be on TikTok.
I also don't think we would call it Merkel's boner.
We probably wouldn't. No, but I bet there'd be a lot of sites trying to replicate and redo the Merkel boner.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, of course.
That'd go viral.
Yes.
Hey, give us your best Merkel's boner video. Win tickets to the Yankees. It's Carton and Robert.
We should do that.
No, we should not do that.
The anniversary of Merkel's boner. We honor the boner by...
Yeah, send us a picture of your boner.
No.
We want no part of that. I'm not signing up for that.
I'm just proud on New York Sports Talk Radio in 2023, we were able to shed light on one of the most infamous moments in baseball history, simply known as Merkel's boner.
By the way, the fact that you even know about that goes back to 1908.
I was right about 1908. I nailed a lot of that story. I'm proud of myself.
Now, to be fair, I'm looking at the newspaper headlines, okay?
Yes.
So one of the newspaper headline, pardon me for a moment, was Merkel pulls boner.
See? See?
They would have to write the word pulls.
I didn't make it up.
One of the smartest major league players was involved in a freak play today and will go down in baseball history as Bonehead Merkel. Fred Merkel was playing a good game at first base for the Giants in their control series with the Cubs. In the last half of the ninth, the game was tied 1-1. With two outs, McCormick was on third, Merkel on first. Al Bridwell, Giants shortstop, came through with a clean single. McCormick ran home with the winning run. Merkel, running between first and second, abruptly left the base path and ran towards the dugout.
That was it. Okay.
To avoid the happy fans.
He never
who had
touched second.
The field.
Okay, thank you.
Johnny Evans, quick thinking, Chicago second baseman, stood on second and screamed for the ball. Umpire Hank O'Day called Merkel out on a forced play at second, and the winning run didn't count.
How about that?
The game could not continue. I was called a 1-1 tie. This one boner
cost the
Giants the pennant.
The Giants won 98 games that year. The Cubs won 99 games. How about that?
Yeah,
cost them the pennant. And here's what's crazy about this kid's boner. He was 19 years old. Imagine that for a second. And he ended up playing for the Giants for like 7 more years.
So they forgave him, I guess.
They never ran him out. I don't know if they forgave him. They never ran him out of town. But yeah. He was a teenager when it happened.
Let's see. The New York Times called it blunder cost Giants victory. Merkel rushes off baseline before winning run is scored and is declared out. Mm. No use of the word boner there. According to baseball highlights, Merkel pulls boner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough one right here. You've got to be kidding me.
What'd they say?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. So in 1948, there was a headline.
So this is now 40 years
later.
The
40th anniversary of the mistake that cost the Giants the pennant. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm reading. I want to be very clear. I'm reading from the newspaper.
So this is the equivalent of us reading about something from 1983.
Fair enough.
In fairness, just to give you perspective here.
40 years, haven't softed boner. Let me just read the whole thing.
Yes.
40 years, haven't softened boner blow for Merkel.
Wow. I'm so glad I brought this up. You're welcome, audience.
Yeah. Any other headlines? No. Boy, this poor guy, huh?
Yeah. Suffered the biggest boner in baseball history.
Well, and until the Mets pitchers decide to get into the bullpen, have some fun in the late 80s. Yes, that's
apparently it lasted 40 years.
Yeah. I like, there's a lot of things to be known for in your career. I'm sure this guy, if he played as long as you said he did, probably had a pretty reasonably solid career,
right? I mean, the guy played 16 years in the major leagues. But
so he had a decent career.
But, Craig, it's been 117 years or whatever it is, 115 years if we're doing the math. And here we are 115 years later, and the Merkel name is known for one thing.
I mean, I never heard his name before,
it's
but okay.
Known for a boner. Yes. That's it. Yeah. It's not known for his career average. It's not known for him playing in how many World Series. It's not known for actually being one of the rare guys who played for the Giants, Dodgers, and Yankees.
So I think he's
known for the boner.
I think we should write down the date, and we should celebrate it here on The Fan. September 23rd.
Yeah.
Which this year, 1908, so that'll be 92 and 23.
115.
So, 115 year anniversary of the boner heard around the world.
So you want to celebrate it?
I don't know how you celebrate.
What's the date again? September 22nd?
3rd.
Oh, that's a Saturday. Damn it. So
how would you know that that's a Saturday?
Because I have a calendar in front of me.
Oh, got it. All right.
Oh, no. So I actually have this weird skill. I know every day in the history of the world.
You're like Gwyneth Paltrow or something like that.
Yeah.
Ackerman can do that.
Can do what?
If you give him a date, he'll obviously
go
not
him.
In the past.
Not in the future?
No, only in the past.
So if I said to him, my birthday, like the day I was born, July 11th, 1983, he would actually know the day of the week that was.
Correct.
No way.
Like, there's a very small handful of people that have that ability.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but isn't Gwyneth Paltrow one of them?
I'm not sure.
There's a famous actress who I know has that skill of knowing the day.
How?
I know the actress from Taxi has a photographic memory.
That's who it is, Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
You're right, that's
who it
is.
She has like a photographic, not only will she tell you what day of the week it is, she'll tell you what she had for breakfast. Like, she has a photographic memory.
He's here, we gotta ask him. The great Rich Ackerman, ladies and gentlemen.
Rich, they're telling us that you have before announced an ability that if I give you a date in the past, you immediately know what day of the week that date was.
Doubtful. It depends what. It's
July 11th, 1983, the day I was born.
July 11th, 83. Let's see. No, I'd have to think about it, honestly.
Really? How would you think about it? There like, how would you even do that? Like, what are you thinking about?
There are some days in my life I could remember what day of the week it was. And if
but everybody can do that.
Yeah.
Rigetti, it was week after Rigetti's no-hitter.
You guys and your sports references.
I don't understand. I'm going to say off the top of my head, and this is just a pure.
Go ahead. Hold on. Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer.
Was it Tuesday?
That was close, but no, it was a Monday. Get the hell out of here.
You got a 1-7 shot.
I apologize. I thought he proclaimed.
The answer is that it depends. It depends on the date, depends
on
the year.
All right. I got a good one. Fred Merkel's boner.
I don't remember.
September 23rd, 1908. Go ahead.
When was the Merkel boner?
I'm going to say Sunday.
When nobody knows.
A boater on a Sunday. All right. Answer is a Wednesday.
So here's the thing. Why would Big Mac incorrectly state that you have this sixth sense?
Because I have done it on some days, but not.
Got it. But so your recall.
Yeah.
So
I remember. I'm not like Mary Lou Henner, where you say August 23rd, 1984, and she goes, oh, it was a Tuesday.
Yes. You can't do it like that.
No, I'm not.
God, that's Mary Lou Henner can do that, right?
Yeah.
God, and there's only like a handful of people on the planet that we know of
yes.
that has that ability where it doesn't require any thought.
Yeah.
It's like if I say to you, Evan, what's 1 + 1?
2.
You don't have to think. You just know the answers too.
I thought you were asking.
That with Mary Lou Henner, if you give her a date, she just knows the day of the week.
Yes, wow. Exactly.
That's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have it, Rich. Sorry. Yes.
Well,
you don't have
like it. August 6, 1979, the day of Thurman Munson's funeral.
That was a Friday.
Monday.
Okay, sure.
But that's
because
different.
The Yankees won on Monday Night Baseball.
You know that that's count. An event.
Yeah.
So the event lends itself to you remembering, if you're old enough.
These are,
right.
I can basically remember events in my
life.
Well,
I can say that John Lennon died on a Monday.
Yes.
Monday Night football.
Yes, exactly.
See?
Game 7, Mets Red Sox was October 27th, and it was a Monday Night Football game because that whole Giant game.
Well, I was
night.
There. So.
Which one, the Mets or the Giants?
No, the Mets.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Nice. I had no recollection of what day it was.
But I do remember that it was damp and misty that day. No, it did not rain during the game.
No. The reason we remember the day of the week was because the Giants played a Monday night game.
And they announced
it
at Giants Stadium.
Yeah, like, you know, it wasn't a Wednesday.
Exactly.
By the way, Roger Goodell was commissioner.
Put some headphones on. I got a guy in Smithtown who claims to have that ability. Here's a small Paul in Smithtown. Paul, what's going on?
Craigie, what's shaking?
What's up with you, kid?
I can do it. Guy, give me a date. I'll tell you what day it was. Go ahead.
All right. Evan, put this into your computer.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
April 9th, 1991.
April 9th. I got ready to go.
9th, oh, wait, no, I got it. It was April 9th was a Tuesday.
He nailed it. That's a Tuesday. That's correct. 1-1.
He's cheating.
How do you know he's cheating? What else you got?
No, that's, he can't.
January 31st, 1969.
Well, I was born in August of 68. So January 31st of 69.
Too much time.
That was a Friday. I'm
that's Friday. That's correct.
Nah, he's got. I think he's cheating.
You think he's cheating?
I think he's cheating.
Come on, Craig.
In fairness, he could be doing. Like, I know this day was a Tuesday, so if you
let me show you how he's cheating.
It's so easy.
Give me a date in your Craig.
All right, August 15th, 1966.
1966. Yeah. What was the date you said?
August 5th.
That's a Friday. Friday, August 5th.
Yeah. December 7th, 1944.
December 7th, 1941 was a Tuesday, so 1944 was a Thursday.
Wouldn't it be a Friday?
It's a Thursday.
December 7th, 1944 was a Thursday.
There you go. All right.
Thank you, Craigie.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Hope to meet you one day.
December 7th, 1941 was a Tuesday?
That's what
he
said.
The Pearl Harbor attack was on a Tuesday?
That's what he said.
He just said it was on a Tuesday.
41 was a Sunday.
No. You're right. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
He said a Tuesday. He confused me.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know how you guys do that. I don't want to know. I'm just trying to figure out how the girl peers on the chair under the blanket with the magician on stage. I haven't quite figured that one out. It's really bothering me. It's great seeing you, Rich.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the Dr. Pepper.
No problem.
feel free to change up, you know, the variety each day from now on. Like, I drink more than Dr. Pepper, and I appreciate it. Also, to be fair, you've gotten a little lazy with the glass of ice. It used to be fair.
We never did ice.
It used the first time you brought it to me, you brought me a Dr. Pepper and a cup with ice. Okay. And now I very much appreciate the Dr. Pepper. I'm like, where's the ice?
Sorry, my shortcomings. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's not a shortcoming. It's just a little lazy. That's all.
Well, you nailed me.
Let's get back on the horse. Let's go ice and soda.
There you go.
Let's tag team that, okay? All right, appreciate it. Rich Ackerman, the best in the business right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!